This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. In a continued series, once again, we are speaking with Mike Patel, CEO of Meditab Software, developers of intelligent medical software located in Oakland, California, discussing overall trends in technology in the healthcare industry and advantages of privately held companies. Mike, once again, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, for inviting me again. It's always a pleasure being on your show. I enjoy listening to your interviews and learn a lot from them.
Well, I certainly appreciate those kind words. Always good to have you back, especially on the topic of technology and within the healthcare industry. How does privately held companies in the healthcare industry differ from one that is publicly held?
Well, the main way is that many publicly held companies are under pressure to show quarterly growth and sometimes month-over-month growth. Privately held companies do not have to think in the short term. They typically think long-term, 2-5 years out, and are able to execute better with those types of plans because they don't have any pressure from investors, from investment bankers, or from mutual funds wanting a return on their investment. For this reason, privately held companies can also be more nimble. They have the ability to make decisions quickly without needing to get board approval on things, without needing to make sure that they're compliant with all of the regulations from Wall Street before they say anything or make any statements or before they start building something. You know, for instance, our company has always been in the software field, and about 7-8 years ago, a physician came to us and said, "Mike, I have a problem with, you know, he was an endocrinologist. I have a problem with all these blood sugar machines. There was about 10, 20 companies out there with blood sugar machines. Each patient would come in with a different machine, and each of those machines required a different piece of software to try to import the data from the blood sugar machine so that the physician can view it. The bad thing is then you have to have 4 or 5 different machines, and each machine would have to have different software installed on it, and some machines required their own computer. Other machines allow you to share a computer, but then you'd have to have 5 different software programs to import the data. And when you imported the data, it actually didn't go into the EMR. So the doctor said, "Mike, what can you do about this? And you know, can we just build a device that can talk to all these machines and bring the data directly into the EMR?" And we went back and spoke to our team, and we hired a couple of hardware engineers, and we built it. The doctor is, in fact, just last month, he sent an email saying, "Mike, this IDI device is amazing, and it's saving our office a lot of time and allowing them to make better business decisions, better clinical decisions for the patient." So those kind of decisions, for instance, if Allscripts now all of a sudden wanted to build a hardware device, you know, they'd have to get approval from I don't know how many, you know, different board members. They may have to make an announcement, etc. Whereas being a private company, we just have the ability to say, you know what, let's go ahead and get it done. And so that's a huge, huge difference. The other things that I see, and you may have heard of this, is that these public companies, they tend to make decisions promptly as well in certain areas, but those decisions sometimes affect doctors negatively and may even impact the patients negatively. For instance, there are many organizations, many public organizations like GE, like Allscripts, who have recently sunsetted their main product. This product was installed with majority of their doctors. All of a sudden, they made a decision that says, "Sorry, doctor, we're going to now stop supporting that product, and you will all have to convert over to this product." because of whatever decision that they had made with contracting with some of the other entities that they had purchased that software from. And this greatly impacts a physician's office. You can imagine you might have an office with 30, 40 employees. They're all used to doing business one way, and now all of a sudden they all have to switch to a different software. Well, there's always a learning curve, and so sometimes that may cause errors. And so those kind of decisions are bad. Public companies also tend to acquire other companies and then may decide overnight to sunset them. For instance, GE had acquired a company called MedPlexus, then gave that product the Centricity branding. And a lot of times people think Centricity is one product, but it's actually four or five different products that Centricity, but slightly termed differently. And then all of a sudden, after this MedPlexus was purchased, from what I understand and what I know from guys that were part of MedPlexus, is that they went ahead and set up a huge marketing campaign on this, got many doctors to sign up for it, and then only a few months later to say we're scrapping the entire product completely. So these doctors get trapped in these situations. I think recently Allscripts is also doing something similar, I believe, with their MyWay product, where they're just overnight they're just sunsetting the product, causing a huge havoc on the doctor's offices, and which may impact the patients, because the patients may be used to doing business a certain way with the doctor's office. They may be used to going to a certain web portal to look up their information or to give information about their condition to the doctors, and now all of a sudden the entire software has changed on them. To put it simply, I guess private companies are not motivated by profit this quarter, and we basically are profitable entities, and we don't have a need to go and acquire other companies and sunset this product and go with that product. It allows us to make strategic investments of time and resources to ensure a better future for ourselves as well as our clients and the physicians. We can be bold, we can take risks in designing new products. As I mentioned, the IDI device earlier, we can take bold risks in designing software that may offer features that other products do not. In our software, the intelligent medical software, we have a feature called Link With, which basically completely automates a clinical decision-making process and ensures that nothing falls through the crack through the entire visit. I urge the physicians, if they're listening to this interview, to call us and set up a demo to look at that Link With feature. We've gone ahead and built an IT diagramming tool in the system. Doctors have no clue what their router user ID and password is or where is what computer. But these kind of things are important because now everything you do in your office will be governed by the computers. And so we need to find better ways to track where is what computer, who logs into what computer. So those kind of things we can now diagram directly into the system with a IT diagramming tool that we actually built into our EMR. No other product has something like this. Many years ago, we actually went ahead and built a translation tool in our system because I was at a doctor's office in Fresno, and somebody was calling the office speaking in Spanish, and the person did not know what the other individual was talking about. The same day I had at that office, I had a patient. I was there helping them implement the system, and we had a patient that was checking out. They only spoke Spanish. The front desk staff did not speak Spanish. So at that moment, what I did is I opened up, the Google Translator, and I helped them translate. And we had an idea: hey, why not build a translator in our software so to take care of these kind of issues in the future? and we were able to get that done in a week. So these kind of decisions, large organizations will not be able to make, whereas a privately held company is able to make in a relatively short time.
Certainly makes a lot of sense for sure. Now, what are some other benefits to the consumer that come from a privately held company?
All right. Well, I guess this is a little bit difficult question to answer, but I'll give it a shot. Some of the things obviously relate to the things that I just spoke about, which is innovation. You know, like this translation tool that we have, the consumers have access to that. We're able to build that feature into our system within a week. So we will be able to make our product, we'll be able to innovate quicker. And so they will be able to take advantage of our innovation to improve their medical care. Also, the ability to invest in new development, new technology, you know, as we spoke about earlier, we are not motivated by profit. We are not motivated by monthly pressure on our bottom lines, which will allow us to basically keep improving the product in a way where we will do whatever is necessary and get it done as quickly as necessary to improve the software for our clients. And oftentimes that means adding features which makes it easier for our clients to serve their patients. The other benefit for consumers from privately held companies is longevity. That's something that we spoke about earlier. Is that you know, we our product has been there in this industry for the past almost 15 years, and it is here. It is there to stay. We are privately owned company, profitable, and there's no reason for us to make any changes to that. So you will not have to find. So a patient will not find that they're using one system. And then all of a sudden, they're told that they now need to go on to a different system.
Now, what do you see as the major trend for technology in the healthcare industry over the next 3 years, even as much as a decade from now?
Well, 3 years, I think EMRs will become 100% required by the government and by the insurance companies to see your patients, because the insurance companies will want data in discrete format so that they're able to better track and trend how best to reduce healthcare costs. The industry is moving towards managed care, and anytime you manage something, you need data. And that data, then you will need to be able to analyze it and make global decisions by extrapolating it. We hear about this term big data. Big data is now a reality. Many large companies have just started recently and are now worth billions of dollars that basically take data and analyze it from all different angles to allow the business to make better decisions. Recently, I guess, you know, some of us that have taken physics understand or have heard of quantum computers. Or quantum computing. Recently, a company in Canada has built a quantum computer, and it's been purchased by Google and several other large organizations like Lockheed Martin. These computers will allow you to compute at an exponentially greater level than what is possible today. In the preliminary tests that some of the researchers have done, at a minimum, some of the things that they're able to compute now was possible about 10,000 times faster than what was possible in the past. You can imagine something taking 10,000 days to execute on a current supercomputer. Now you can execute the same thing in a single day. So this is what's going to be happening more and more. And when you have this kind of computing power that can crunch data, obviously, it will be important that the that the doctors start documenting data in a in an intelligent EMR system where they can actually track, you know, not just through language but through clicks, events in the patient's medical record, which allows us to mine that data better. 10 years from now, I think the more of the same trend will probably continue, and I think that you'll see a much greater role of the by the patient in their own healthcare. Many of the things that are happening right now will become home-based. For instance, a lot of the tests that we used to have to do in labs, now you can do with a kit that you can buy at home. In the future, as you do these tests at home, the data from that machine will probably automatically go over the web in a secure format into the doctor's EMR so that they know that you performed that test. And oftentimes, even before it gets to the doctor's office, the patient may be able to take that data, and they may instantly get an email as well that says, hey, you took this test, here's your result, and this results mean this, and these are the steps you should take next to improve your health. So there's going to be more intelligence all the way down, and I think it's going to affect the patient the most. It's going to basically, the EMRs will get into the patient's homes, if you will, is what I think is where we are headed to.
Very interesting. Today we are visiting with Mike Patel, once again CEO of MediTab Software, developers of intelligent medical software, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mike, what's in the pipeline for MediTab, and how will you adapt to the evolving healthcare technology landscape?
Well, at MediTab, we believe in continuous innovation. For any new requirements, we try to think a few years out to improve our product, and we will continue with this approach indefinitely. We want to do more with integration of hardware and software to help further streamline the medical arena. We want to start leading the efforts to integrate with insurance companies and medical offices more closely. We'll accomplish above by recruiting the best staff who believe in innovation. With more than a decade of ambulatory healthcare experience, a clinical team of licensed medical providers, and a development team of the best and the brightest in the industry, will continue to be the innovators in the healthcare software market.
Finally, in what ways do you think that technology will continue to encourage patients to take more of an active role in their own healthcare?
Well, we're seeing these trend already. Some of our physicians that use the patient portal are now seeing 80% of their patients actually log into the portal and put their complaint medical histories before they actually get to the office. And what this does is this prevents, this actually improves the patient's ability to get out of that office quicker. It allows them to make sure that they have plenty of time to inform the doctor of all of the possible medical histories that the doctor needs to know. Oftentimes when you're sitting in an office in front of somebody, either that employee is in a hurry or you're in a hurry, and you don't get a chance to communicate all of these things. So technology will continue to encourage patients to become more engaged in their own health care. For example, more patients will embrace technology that reminds them to take their medications. They'll be using patient portals, as we discussed, to schedule their own appointments, review their own lab results. Based on those lab results, they'll themselves will want to click a button and see what those lab results mean and what should they do. Based on those lab results, they'll be able to easily determine what is the standard course of treatment for that particular condition, and is that the treatment that they are on? And if not, hopefully, to the doctor, hey, you know what, I've read this, and this is probably the best course of treatment. Can we try that? So over time, I think patients will become much more involved in their healthcare because they will now have access to this data, and they will be able to easily compare that data with other data that may be available on the web to find out the most optimal decisions that could be made to treat their condition. Patients and physicians are in a really great place with the abundance of technology at their fingertips, and it's only going to get better in the years to come, as we discussed earlier today. Today, consumers do everything online, banking, shopping, socializing. It's time that physicians and patients begin interacting online as well and sharing information in forums other than stacks of paper. As a patient, imagine a day when you no longer have to wrangle multiple pages of forms on a clipboard as you come into your doctor's office. That was a dream not too long ago, but that dream is now possible. It's technology that's available right now. And these types of improvements will continue in the future, where instead of just automating the waiting room now, patients will be able to do many of these things directly in their homes.
Certainly some very helpful information. How about sharing once again where our listener can be in touch and also get more information about Meditab online?
Sure. We actually are a software company located in Oakland, California. We've been here for almost the past 15 years. Our website is Meditab, MEDITAB.com. Please reach out to us. There's phone numbers and contact us page there, and we'd be glad to hear from you.
Certainly been good to hear about the trends in technology in the healthcare industry and advantages of privately held companies on this episode. We've been speaking with Mike Patel, CEO of Meditab Software, located in Oakland, California, developers of intelligent medical software. And the website of reference once again is Meditab.com. Mike, always a pleasure to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for inviting me again.
You are very welcome, and come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.